Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called The Real Problem Is, Part 1. I bet you wonder what it is. You can find my columns all over, worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, you'll get a drop-down menu. Under weekly columns are my weekly columns, but there's tons of other fun stuff to look at, follow, read, or listen to, or watch, because I have videos as well. They're called I'm Not That Dad. Please follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We've got 5,123 likes and growing every day. And also there's a Google Plus group. It's called Dad Chat, inspired by, of course, my Dad Chat. Today's guests are Cheryl and Harley Laban for some political talk, and Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual talk. Dr. Jennifer Weberman is still taking some time off after having her baby, Serena Sky. What kind of excuse is that? Baby was born a week ago. I mean, come on already, Dr. Jen. We miss you. But I have to tell you, 3 days after Serena's birth, she texted me. And we had this wonderfully fun text chat. It's just really striking how quick our kids are getting tech savvy. This one really blew me away. She was witty. She was smart. I mean, she almost sounded just like Dr. Weberman. I was like stunned. The new Because I Said So comic strip this week is called Dad and Son Debate, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I must say I was a little disappointed in it, liked it, but the movie I've liked most in the superhero genre is the latest installment of Captain America. In fact, surprisingly, I think those are among the best superhero movies out there. The Iron Man movies are pretty good too. But we can debate that. Spider-Man, of course, is my favorite character, as is most favorite characters. And I've liked the movies. I thought one of the original ones with Tobey Maguire, I think the third one, was way, way too busy and over the top. But that's a whole other discussion. Tonight at Dad Chat, speaking of baby Serena Sky, we are going to be talking about technology and our kids with tech expert Brian Fanzo, who is the father of three young daughters. So he has some strong opinions. He works and lives in the world of technology and the internet and social media. So I'm very eager to hear what he has to say. We do get together every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 to 10 p.m. ET, East Coast time. All you need to do is use the Dad Chat hashtag on Twitter. There are platforms like TweetChat and Twubs and Hootsuite that allow you to isolate tweets that have just a particular name, mention, or in this case, a hashtag. That's the best way to participate in any chat. There are about 1,000 of them. Dad Chat is among the top 10, if not one of the top two or three. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Dubai Mall Food Court. All 46 seconds of it. It is one of the 63 videos I made on my trip that began in Dubai and ended in Johannesburg, with stops along the way in 13 countries, 21 cities, and 38 days. I will release my mini movie in honor of the next X-Men movie, which of course stars among so many other great stars, Hugh Jackman, because I had an encounter in the bush with Hugh Jackman, and it is called In Search of the Real Hugh Jackman. It's 14 minutes. I think it's a really clever little video movie, and I hope you do too. That will be released in a week or so. So, that is our news. I have a new feature that we're going to do every now and then, which is I'm going to rant about the world today, not politics, but little things like cell phone companies and other companies and the wonderful, incredible customer service that exists today. Now, I am of that generation that actually remembers going to a gas station when a uniformed attendant would come out with a big smile and ask if they could check our oil, our tires. They washed our windows, plus, of course, filled up the gas. That is long, long, long gone. I also am of a generation that remembers going into a department store and going to, for instance, the shoe department, where an experienced shoe salesman would take care of me, wearing a suit. Whether if it was a man, dressed very sharply if it were a woman. I remember going to the May Company, biggest department store in the West Coast, their original building on the corner of Wilshire and Fairfax. Beautiful Art Deco building. And you'd go in the elevators and there'd be an elevator operator, and the elevator operator would say, women's furnishing, ladies fashion, men's suits on whatever floor we were passing. Kind of amazing to think that there was something called customer service. So this morning I got a automated phone call from Verizon, Verizon Wireless, who seems to have more money than Bill Gates when it comes to commercials, but they don't have any money for customer service reps. This insulting automated message threatened me with collection because I had canceled service 6 months ago because I could not get a human being on the phone to answer a question I had about my Verizon wireless bill. It was incomprehensible, aside from the fact it was $200 to $300 over what it should have been. It took me a lot of wasted time to get a customer service, and I use this word loosely, rep, online, who was nice as can be, and couldn't figure out the bill any more than I could. She was dumbfounded. She kept on putting me on hold, and I love when they say, just a second. Has it ever been just a second? Or wait a second? At the end of a half hour, 45 minutes, however long it was of getting nowhere, though she was nice, she said, you know, Mr. Salen, I'm going to have to call you back. And I said, great, because I didn't want to waste any more time. But will you actually call me back? Oh, of course, Mr. Salen, I'll call you back. Of course, Mr. Salen, I'll call you back. And of course, she did not call me back. This has been after numerous problems with Verizon Wireless. Do not go to Verizon Wireless. And the bills were always convoluted, always impossible. Getting any kind of customer service was impossible. Then this morning I got an automated message after I had canceled service and gone to another provider. I'm not going to name that provider because I don't know yet if they're any better. And the automated message threatened me with collection if I didn't pay a $1,075 bill. That was my final bill, I guess, with Verizon. Now, this was 6 months or 8 months after the fact, during which time I got not a single bill in the mail. And now I have an automated call at 6:30 in the morning threatening me. How sweet. So I think, you know, I just don't want to deal with this aggravation anymore. I'll just call and I'll pay it, even though I don't want to pay it. And I think it has all these penalty fees that are really extortion and they're not right, particularly since they couldn't answer any of my questions and I never got correct answers to that bill. I bet you nobody out there has ever had an experience like this. So I call the automated system and try to pay off the full amount. I get disconnected after three different efforts when I press all the correct buttons, none of which allowed me to get an actual live human being, even one that might have been in India. None. All automated. So finally, I call customer service. Long story short, and I hate that expression, I spend another hour getting shuttled around every department. The financial services department says, well, if you talk to customer service, they might be able to adjust your final bill. I get customer service. They say, well, if you talk to financial services, you might be able to adjust your bill. Every one of the so-called customer service reps I spoke to was nice as can be and as robotic as that automated message I got in the morning. They've been taught a certain way to behave, and none of them are allowed, because of the way Verizon operates, to make an independent thought. So that's why they sound like robots. And I must say, I was actually stunned by how dreadful it was. It was really astonishing. I paid the $1,075.14 bill. I got a confirmation number, so hopefully they will not take me to collection. And I have forever will think ill of Verizon. I will speak about them now and then on my radio show. I've already sent out a bunch of tweets to my 52,000 followers. I would think the negative PR they get will far, far outweigh in cost and lost customer interest and clients and customers, period, than just talking to me like a human being saying, Mr. Salen, we're sorry for your thing. We'll allow you to pay, you know, 20% less, 30% less, whatever. Almost any gesture would have calmed me down because they would have at least acknowledged their failure to provide service and customer service. To that end, I will tell you in the fourth segment of another great customer service company with a cruise line by the name of Oceana. Do not go on Oceana. they are as bad as Verizon, but they couch it in a whole different way. I don't like to usually do this, but I feel compelled to inform my listeners and readers and social media friends of at least what I experienced with these two companies. Cheryl and Harley Laban is on the line, so we're going to take a break and then hear what she has to say about the world and the world politics. It will be interesting, so stay tuned. Latch
on to the affirmative. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is Dad's Point of View. Self-esteem must be earned, never given. I live in California. We have great weather, but lousy ideas. I think we're responsible for the self-esteem movement in our schools. Thank you very much. It's about as dumb an idea as ever. Excuse me, an award for showing up? Assemblies where every kid over the course of a school year gets some sort of achievement award? Oh, that's just like real life. You get raises at work for just showing up. You get intercepted three times during a game, but your team wins and you get the most valuable player award? I don't think so. Self-esteem cannot be given. It has to be earned, just like in real life. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be. Bruce Allen, that's one of you.